But now let's switch gears here, because after I mentioned this little story that kind of segues in a weird way, then we're going to get the GPS, because he's got some stuff to talk about. But first, a Catholic priest was arrested Wednesday for allegedly stealing almost $100,000 in church donations. Why? Well, he's got to supplement his own personal lifestyle, which included traveling and sending money to men he met on a gay dating app.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
So, this father, which will leave nameless, was charged with felony theft and other related crimes after allegedly depositing into a personal account of thousands of dollars in donations from parishioners of the St. Joseph Catholic Church in Downingtown. GPS, where is Downingtown?
Just outside of Exton, just outside of King of Prussia, but before Coatesville on U.S. 30.
That's why he's called GPS, my friends. He knows everything. And of course, today we are one of our wannabe sponsors is none other than Roger Wilco. And we'll get we'll get into that shortly, because I got to actually go there today. But this all happened between 2011 and 2018, according to the Chester County District Attorney's Office. The diverted funds were allegedly contained in a bank account named the St. Joseph Activity Account. So he had a position of leadership, and his parishioners trusted him to properly handle their generous donations to the church. Shit, they donated pretty good. 100 G's? That ain't no cheap donation there. Even though he took an oath of celibacy, being a Catholic priest, investigators were told that he used some of his stolen funds to pay for personal relationships with other men, according to an affidavit from the Chester County DA's office. And in 2018, he made 10 deposits totaling more than $1,200 via JPay. Never heard of that. Some crazy app that allows users to send money. Oh, my God. JPay is an app that allows users to send money to inmates. And he sent one to a man in a New York correctional facility. The inmate was identified in the court documents, which we won't tell you who his name was. But they allegedly met on Grindr, which is supposedly a gay app. Between 2015 and 2017, the padre allegedly made 17 payments totaling $1,720 to other men that he met on this app, too. GPS, I know you're chomping at the bit. Go right ahead.
First of all, this sounds like the new dumping jackpot joint of Jerusalem.
Try to say that three times fast, okay? He's speechless, I can tell.
I just really am. I mean,
that's shocking. Okay.
This is a man.
I'm aware that we all have our vices and issues.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, at what point, when the money's not showing up in the church's account,
mm-hmm.
did you think you would not get caught? It's not like you're the only one that knows what money's coming in and what money's going out.
Okay, I got you.
I'm quite sure there are other officers in the church, other people in the church that have access to that information. So when things aren't getting done or can't get done, it's like, what happened to the money? Where'd it go?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just really surprised at this guy. I'm sure he has an issue, but dude, what were you thinking about?
He probably was looking around, looking at his parishioners and everything, and he wanted that nice, I guess that he wanted more from what he was doing. He wanted to make a little extra income,
mm-hmm.
so he did a little embezzling. Problem with that, you're right, it catches up with you. The problem, if you cannot afford the lifestyle, you can't live the lifestyle.
Right, right.
Priests are supposed to be humble, and they're supposed to live humble lifestyles, but man, I seen reverends driving out here and better cars than the parishioners have and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you remember that one parishioner that's on, or that one televangelist, I think, that's on in Texas during when all that the hurricane came in and then Houston was all flooded?
Yeah, Joel Osteen.
Joel Osteen. And he's like, well, we can't fit anybody over here in our church and everything. That shit, it was like, it used to be the former arena for the Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
How do you not fit people in there? Oh, we can't. We don't have the. Get out of here. I mean, how do you know that they're legit or not?
You just don't, man. They human just like anybody else. They're going to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the problems we have. We put so much faith into them.
Right.
That when they do let us down, like that priest that just let us down by embezzling and having his online relationships, it takes the wind out your sail. Yeah. That's why I tell people, I was like, you know, all the reverend is supposed to do is preach to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not supposed to sit down there and put all your eggs into one basket with this reverend, because this reverend is going to make mistakes like everybody else does. It's just, you know, people, because it's religion, people feel as though this is a reverend. We need to put them up in higher status. We need to give more respect or whatever.
Right.
I understand that. But when they jack up, are we there to, when they're going to jack up, which they will, are we going to be there to catch them? Mm. Are we going to be accepting of what they did?
I guess obviously a lot of people have most likely lost faith in this individual here. But you know what? You know, like we always said, you do dirt, you get dirt.
If you're really religious, you will put your faith in God. You will not put your faith in an actual physical person.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true.
Yeah, unless, you know, Jesus, yeah, I ain't trying to say nothing, but even Jesus made mistakes along the way. He wasn't perfect either. We all make mistakes. It's just we should not sit down, especially if you're a religious figure, if you mm-hmm. jack up, you got like 5, 8, 20 people coming at your neck.
Yeah.
As if myself, GPS, or, you know,
Anyone
jacks up, we don't have as much bricks over the top of our heads coming down.
Yeah, but you know, remember the old saying, the old church saying, you point a finger at somebody, there's three pointed right back at you.
Oh, yeah.
Machiavellian is Illuminati, all through your body. The blow's like a 12-gauge shot. Feel me? And God said he should send his one begotten son to lead the wild into the ways of the man. Follow me. Eat my flesh, flesh of my flesh. Come with me. Hail Mary, run quick, see. What do we have here now? Killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting pussy. Picture paragraphs unloaded, wise words being quoted. Beat the weakness in the rap game and sold it. Bow down, pray to God, hoping that he's listening. See a nigga that's coming for me. Find my diamonds when they glistening. Now pay attention, rest in peace, Father. I'm a ghost. In these killing fields, Hail Mary, catch me. If I go, let's go deep inside the solitary mind of a madman. Screams in the dark, evil lurks, enemies see me flee. Activate my hate, let it break till I'm flaming. Set trip, empty out my clip, never stop to aim. Some say the game is all corrupted, fucked in this shit. Stuck, niggas is lucky if we bust out this shit. And plus, mama told me never stop until I bust a nut. Fuck the world if they can't adjust, it's just this way. Hail Mary, come with me. Hail Mary, nigga, run quick, see. What do we have here now? Do you wanna ride or die? Promise makers never realize the precious time that bitch niggas is wasting. Institutionalized, I live my life a product made to crumble. I'm too hardened for a smile, way too crazy to be humble. We ballin', catch me, Father, please, cause I'm ballin'. In the liquor store, that's the Hennessy I hear callin'. Can I get some more? Hell, till I reach hell, I ain't scared. Mama checkin' in my bedroom, I ain't there. I got a head with no screws in it. What can I do? One life to live, but I got nothing to lose. Just me and you on a one-way trip to prison. Selling drugs, we all wrapped up in this living. Life of stubs to my homeboys and Clinton Max doing they bid. Raise hell to this real shit and feel this. When they turn out the lights, I'll be there in the dark. Lugging eternal through my heart. Now Hail Mary, nigga, come with me. Hail Mary, nigga, run quick, see. What do we have here now? Do you wanna ride or die? La da 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 da. Come with me, Hail Mary, nigga, run quick, see. What do we have here now? Do you wanna ride or die? La da 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 da.
They got an APB out on my thug family. Since outlaws run these streets like these scandalous freaks, our enemies dying now, walking around half dead, head down, K blasted off a Hennessy. Blistered and high visions of me
what's going on around me. Brain kinda cloudy, smoked out, feeling rowdy, ready to wet the party up. And whoever in that motherfucker, nasty new street slugger, my heat seat suckers on the regular, mashing in a stolen black act, Integra, cock back, sticky seconds to the draw, that's when I'm dead in your feet first. You got a nice gap, but my heat's worse. From a thug to preaching church, I gave you love, now you eating dirt, needing work. And I ain't the nigga to put you on, cause word is born. When I was broke, I had to hustle till dawn, that's when the sun came up. It's only one way up, hold your head, stay up. To all my niggas, get your pay and wait up.
If it's on, then it's on. We rake beat breaks, outlaws on the paper chase. Can you relate to the shit I don't got? Be the shit I gotta take. Dealing with fate, hoping God don't roll the gate. If it's on, then it's on. We rake beat breaks, outlaws on the paper chase. Can you relate to the shit I don't got? Be the shit I gotta take. Dealing with fate, hoping God don't close the gate.
Traveling on this weary road, sometimes life could be a heavy load, but we ride, riding like a bullet. Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary. We won't worry, everything will hurry. We're free like a bird in the tree. Yes, we're free like a bird in the tree. We're running from the penitentiary. This is the time for we liberty. Hail Mary, Hail Mary.
Outlaws, Machiavelli the Don, Solo, Illuminati, 7 days.
Mr. GPS, aren't you taking some kind of a new supplement, sir?
I am.
Okay, but please share about this. Tell me, what brought this about?
I realized that I wanted to use something else to enhance my weight loss journey.
Mm-hmm.
So, I come across this 10-day smoothie cleanse finally. Well, I come across it again, and I said, well, let me go ahead and try it out. So I go online and buy the book,
mm-hmm.
and I start getting the recipes together. And the very first day I try it, of course, is the day that I have my extra long day.
Ah, yes, your Brooklyn day. Big ups to Brooklyn.
Right. From the first one that I had, my body reacted right away. It was like, like, where's the rest of the food? And I said, no, there is no more. I said, really? Oh, okay. Well, we're just going to go to sleep right here. And boom. I mean, I just remember drinking it and going out right there.
Damn. And it wasn't even liquor.
No.
Ugh.
The next day, I felt it a little bit more. But, again, because you don't have so much processed sugar running through your body.
Right.
Your body's like, ooh. Oh, you're not going to do it? Oh, okay. Pull one over. Take this nap. Take this rest.
Mm.
And usually I don't ever have to stop when I'm doing my Brooklyn run, but that night, Wednesday night, and the Thursday morning, I couldn't make it past Woodhaven Road. I had
Damn.
To find me a Wawa. Look, I know, I know I'm not supposed to have this coffee, but it's either get the coffee or be on the news.
Wow. Yeah, we don't want that to happen. So what's your take on this, Cortez?
Man, you fucking with Dick Gregory, man. You fucking with that Dick Gregory shit, man. I'm happy that's the path you want to take with your weight loss. The problem is when you deprive, and I've been dieting myself. What happens when you're not eating and you're doing a liquid diet like that, your body goes in survival mode. Which it's doing now. Your body's in survival mode. So what it's doing, it's grabbing up all the nutrition in your body that you already have, man. Because it's like, yo, ain't no more food coming down the pike.
Yeah,
you crashing. So it's like out in the woods, man. Like pre-man when he was out in the woods.
Out in the woods? What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, your system does that, man. If you're used to eating a certain way and all of a sudden you just go abruptly and cut it off, cut yourself off from it. Your body literally goes in survival mode. Start feeding off, it feeds off the fat that you already have.
True, true.
And before you know it, that's why they tell you when you do these type diets, you should do them for about 2 weeks to a month.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go beyond that. Go beyond that, man. What happens is your body starts to lose a lot of iron and other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those first 2 weeks are a bitch, man. I ain't going to say and lie to you.
Wow. So how do you feel? Where are you at now in this transition here?
I feel a lot better than I did come on Wednesday.
Okay.
So what I realized is that day one, I wasn't going to be able to do the full smoothie cleanse because, you know, I'm not just working behind a desk or, you know, I'm not somewhere stationary that I could zone out or zonk out and still be okay.
Right.
So I have to modify it a little bit. So what I did, the book says to do two meals a day with, you know, supplement two meals with the smoothies, or should I say swap out two meals with the smoothies mm-hmm. and then eat a regular one for a modified. But I'm going to go one step further.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to go every other meal.
Wow.
Yeah, I would do that, man.
And if I get hungry past that shake, now I'm just going to go have me a solid meal somewhere. But mm-hmm. I watch my carbs. I watch my simple sugars. Not a whole lot of rice. Not a whole lot of pasta. Not a whole lot of potatoes. Not a whole lot of BS. Give me a solid salad. Give me some greens.
Mm-hmm.
Protein. And
okay.
Give me some water. And I'm good there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean,
how much have you lost thus far, man? Because you're going to see immediate drop. You're going to see your weight drop immediately, man, because your body, you know, is going through the motions.
Well, I was at 293 last week. I'm at back to 285 this week.
All right.
All right.
So it's very
good. Making progress. It's like 5 pounds off, man.
Okay.
Five-ish.
Nothing wrong with that. That's very good. Very good, Mr. GPS. I mean.
But you be careful not. You can't work out, bro. You got to be careful when you do your workouts, man, because when you work out, you're burning calories, man.
That's right.
You burn calories and you doing this diet, what will happen is you will literally fall out, man, because your body is like really saying, I need more food.
Feed me.
Yeah, so be careful when you do that.
Put in work, we all got a job to do. I light a joint and ask myself, what would Pablo do? Coming through with the paper plates like the barbecue. Got the haters shaking heads like the Bibles do. Yeah, but it's all for my family. The goal wasn't live middle class and buy Camrys. I want us all to eat, even if from my pantry. I guess I'm just more soul food than eye candy. I feel like these young niggas need more eye jammies. More passport stamps, less trips to Miami. Yeah, bro, we all need a little culture. A little time away from bird-ass niggas and vultures. I tell you what you need to hear, not trying to insult you. I'm too old to kid you, I gotta adult you. Listen, this shit is getting out of hand like fumbles in football. I humbly put y'all in y'all fucking place. That's my OCD. I give a bitch a little bit, but it's mostly D. Hoppy in that Rolls Royce, knocking go CD. That's a praying clientele. All I know is buy and sell. We had to hustle to eat. It wasn't no Thanksgiving. Pour out a little liquor for homies that ain't living. It's big dinner shit, baby. Everybody up in here. Find what you bring to the table. Then pull up a chair. Yeah. You see? Without hope, it ain't nothing. I like this shit. You should love it. Let's finish the game, Billy. Do something and stop stalling, that's silly. The ball over there just drawling, that's Philly. Invisible set, F-class, that's chilly. Life is short, death's fast, that's illy. When your whole crew got cash, that's willy. To everybody living it up, you gotta feel me. And nah, I ain't giving it up, you gotta kill me. Whoever you look up to, ask them, I'm a real G. Far as this rap shit go, I got a realty. Before being signed to a major, I had a real key. And I ain't trying to play you, I'm trying to give you the real me. Almost 20 years in the game, and I'm still me. Niggas fear hearing my name, I got skills, B. The boy, the girl, the weed, I got pills, B. Many other owners you know, that's in the field, B. No license or registration, that's what it still be. Honors in your pocket, your heart, that's what it will be. From the hood, cop out, even if not guilty. Rich ain't good enough, nigga, I'm not filthy. I'm hardcore, rough, and rugged, I'm not silky. Guns under mattress, money is where the quilt be. This is the last supper here. Last time we break bread, so pull up a chair. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
okay, we all know that this there's been a battle war that's been going on in Twitter and also throughout the country here. It's a big battle. Popeyes against Chick-fil-A. The battle of the true chicken sandwich. Now, if those of you that have not heard, Popeyes just had their nationwide release of their new chicken sandwich. Now, it's been really causing a big stir. And a lot of people have been telling Chick-fil-A, y'all better step your game up because Popeyes chicken sandwich is the shit. Have any of you tried it?
Not yet.
I tried it many years ago. They had a sandwich called the Poor Boy.
The Poor Boy, yes.
That was good. The new one I have not tried. The only thing they might have, because they've been trying to push Chick-fil-A to open up on Sundays. That's been the thing. And Chick-fil-A is like, look, since the guy is extremely religious, he was like, we don't work on Sundays.
Right.
They're trying to get them, and I got a funny feeling they're going to stay like that, man. But the thing with Popeyes, they got food to come and go.
Right.
So that sandwich might be on the menu for now, but give it about 2 more months, it might be taken off the menu. As with Chick-fil-A, they keep a consistent menu.
Yeah.
They have not deviated from their menu in the past several years.
Yep.
So I don't know. I think it's a pass by. I think it's going to be a pretty much a trend. That's going to be Popeye's trend. It's going to be this sandwich. It's going to be here. Then it's going to go off and disappear for a couple of months.
It's a possibility because they're running out. It's gotten so popular that they're running out of chicken. They're running out of the sandwich. Somebody actually put up a tweet or an Instagram, I think it was yesterday, mentioning how our community has pumped so much money into this one damn sandwich when it could go on to other more positive things. And I believe that's true.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I mean, you probably pumping the latest number I heard, and it could be wrong. It could be like in the mid-20 million so far just with this damn sandwich.
Yeah, that's what happened when the McGriddle came out. They did the exact same thing. Then it was another sandwich that came out many years ago, and you had cats. Cats were like fighting, literally fighting. But it's just food trends, you know. I don't think it's going to do too much to the Chick-fil-A. I think Chick-fil-A still going to be the giant. Mm-hmm. So you can't be customer service.
Yes.
You can't be quality.
True.
The only thing only issue they have is they not open on Sundays.
That's
the only issue.
But that's that, you know, when you have a Catholic CEO, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
So, GPS, I can see that you're a Chick-fil-A fan.
I am a Chick-fil-A fan.
Okay.
I have a wonderful experience every time I go.
Mm.
Staff is always pleasant.
Yes.
But it's 6 in the morning, 6 at night.
Okay.
10 at night. The restaurant is always 100% clean. I don't care which one I go to, and I've been to quite a few up and down I-95. Those restaurants are clean inside and out.
That is true. Absolutely. I can co-sign on
now,
that.
Now, if I walk into that Popeye's on Shelton Avenue,
oh, no.
50 shot as to whether that motherfucker going to smell like underarms and corn chips when you walk into the door, or is it going to smell like chicken?
Wow.
Man, that puts me in a story of a Popeye's up on Route 13 up in Delaware, guys.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I will never forget. I went in there. You guys were with me because I was moving stuff down to my first house.
Oh, no.
And I think you guys were with me because I remember we went up in there, and the place, you could tell, wasn't clean because the floor is sticky, man. You know the floor is sticky. It shouldn't have been mopped.
Yeah. You don't like that little
sound
on your feet. Ugh.
And I'm looking as I'm ordering or looking at the menu, man, the back door of the kitchen was open, man.
Right.
And it looks like the smoothie machine was busted, so it was still oozing out shit, man. And I'm looking, I'm like, I may not want to eat here. I'm looking, I'm like, this is going to give me some serious diarrhea.
Probably will.
Will. So, you know.
But I can't lie. I do love Popeyes. I love their biscuits. Oh, my God. Their biscuits.
Yeah, they can't mess up on the biscuits,
don't fuck
man.
With Popeyes biscuits at all. Their chicken is good. You know, the dirty rice. Everybody loves the dirty rice. So, but Chick-fil-A is on point, and I can't deny that. I mean, I got the app. I got the Chick-fil-A app. So big ups to Chick-fil-A. Be our sponsor. We'll love you to death. We'll love you for life.
Yeah, they need to do.
And we're all Catholics here, maybe.
That's what I'm saying.
No, oh, wait. 2 out of 3, maybe.
Only problem with Chick-fil-A, man, you know, they're Trump supporters.
Ah, yes, that's another thing.
The list of everybody.
They list, and that's true. Good point, Mr. Cortez. They listed Popeyes, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A,
that's everybody,
and a few other places that are Trump supporters for this upcoming election. GPS, I feel that you're distraught now. I feel that you're in shock.
Well, it's come to my attention that the owners of these companies often support, they often have one candidate on both sides, you like, for whatever interest they may serve for them. So I don't think they just serve, I don't think they just support Trump. I think they're going to support whoever's going to help their interests.
Right. Yes, yes.
And the other thing about a Chick-fil-A that you will, the other thing about Popeyes is that you will never see a Chick, I won't say you won't ever see it, but I have never seen a Chick-fil-A understaffed.
Oh, hell no.
You have one manager and one person back, like, you know, one manager getting the orders together and doing the register and managing the restaurant, and then you got another guy back there cooking and, you know, doing whatever other duties the manager can't do.
Right.
That's probably my last little spiel on it.
Okay. Well, let me give you this list here. Now, since Mr. Cortez mentioned it, you know, we had to get Soundboard to do a little digging here. And it started with a tweet, and they said, here are the companies, the list of companies that are supporting Trump's reelection. One, it's called Bang. In-N-Out, which I'm surprised. Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, McDonald's, Wendy's, KFC, Pizza Hut, Olive Garden. Now, this one does shock me. Waffle House, IHOP, and Carl's Jr.
But all of them are owned by the same. Some of them are owned by the same entities, if I'm correct. Not all. They're not separately owned, but they are owned by other entities.
That's a possibility. I would believe so. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt if you want to believe this or not. But the tweet was retweeted at least 400,000 times. When we talk about the chicken sandwich, or we'll even go beyond the chicken sandwich, Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A. Cortez, which one?
Chick-fil-A, man.
Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
GPS.
I got to side with, if I'm getting a sandwich, I'm probably going to Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm. Overall.
I want a good piece of fry out. It's very difficult to say because Chick-fil-A doesn't have, like, they don't sell single pieces of fried chicken. They don't sell single breast, single thigh.
Well, wait a minute.
They don't do any of that.
Well, why would you just buy one?
But Popeye's probably.
But that's the reason why you can't say overall, because you're still kind of comparing apples to oranges.
Popeye's okay. Is like,
apples and pears.
Yeah, because Popeye's is like KFC and Chick-fil-A joint together, if you think about it, because Popeye's still sell, mm-hmm. just like KFC does.
Right.
But at the same time, they have their little alternative dishes, like the sandwich, for example. That's something new. Mm-hmm. But but to me, I just feel the differences. I feel as though Popeye's is more greasier. Chicken is a lot more greasy. KFC is more flaky.
Mm-hmm.
Chick-fil-A, they just do the sandwiches, and that's it. Chicken sandwiches with the pickle and bread, you cool to go.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
No biscuits. I mean, if I was Chick-fil-A,
I would go and make some biscuits. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to knock out Popeyes like that.
Street. like a day. Moment when I wait till the master dip. Let the other go first, so the mother's won't miss. Fried till we burn to crisp. See we be cooking, so the monsters can raise their fists like this. Now you know how it's going down. Don't let your neck dip. Move your back and work your way down to your feet. Just don't get me. Come on, everybody, let's I just wanna put you down.
Yeah.
I just want y'all to get down.
Yeah.
Everybody come lay down.
Yeah.
Give me a little bit of that shit. Come on down in the front, but baby, yo, it's cool, it's cool. Everybody that's making the wrong for you, put you in school, put you in school. But take a lesson from the blessings, discussions without the past few things. I got the music and the instruments, this is just my weapons and hands. Everybody on the floor, that's the kiss of the beat. Clap your hands, clap your hands, make it stop the beat. I just wanna put you down.
Yeah.
I just want y'all to get down.
Yeah.
Everybody come lay down.
Yeah.
Everybody is on me.
Yeah.
Stop where you at?
Gonna get to GPS again because it's that time, my friend. So we have to get him ready because there's a lot of things happening, Cortez. There's the weekend, but there's also Labor Day weekend coming up. So this is why we start with today, the lifestyles of the semi-rich and semi-famous, champagne dreams, caviar nightmares, and of course our liqueur connoisseur, the one and only Mr. GPS, good morning, sir.
You know.
So, GPS, please tell us, how should we prepare, and what are the foods and the drinks that we should be gearing up for?
Well, I'm just coming off of a good bourbon kick. So
bourbon kick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've been experimenting with bourbon for quite a while now.
Oh, shit.
I kind of like it.
Not bad.
Now my new gold brown liquor. However.
However.
I also have been looking into this thing called Glenmorangie.
And what is that?
I think it's another type of scotch.
Oh, shit.
I'm still doing my research, but you'll find it like right next to the scotches.
Okay, and where is the scotch section within Roger Wilco? I like how you like direct people exactly to this point.
In the store down the street here, it's as soon as you walk in the door, 3 aisles over to the right.
God damn. He just knows his shit. He knows right where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
The connoisseur of liqueur. God bless you, sir. Okay, so you're talking scotch here. Now, what's a good food to go with scotch, in your opinion?
Well, most people I see do a beef of some sort. Roast beef, corned beef,
mm-hmm.
good steak.
Okay.
That's always cool.
Mm-hmm.
I myself don't eat any red meat, so I may do a salmon or some type of fish.
Nice.
Okay. I definitely foresee some jerk chicken in my weekend next week.
Oh, sure. Now, you grilling?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So what do you? What would you be your typical grill on a Labor Day weekend?
If it's a small gathering, and I may do some salmon. Maybe I might make up some fish tacos.
Okay, nice.
I'll definitely have my jerk chicken, as I said before.
Mm-hmm.
But I would scour the city for about 10 pounds of crawfish.
Okay.
And then I'd invite select people to my dining room table with newspaper, and we would sit there with a bottle on the table. We'd sit there with a couple bottles on the table.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't get my Glenmorangie,
mm-hmm,
I may go tequila.
Oh,
and we'll rock it out that way.
All right. Sounds good. So we'll definitely be seeing you grilling and chilling and getting all that stuff. Now, Cortez, you're the, how can I phrase this in a nice way? You don't drink for shit.
I do, man. I fuck with my hypnotic, man.
Oh my God. Hey, we're doing an APB on the hypnotic. Anybody finds it hypnotic, please let us know.
Yeah, be careful out there, folks. They got some shit that I forgot what it's called, man. Twister or whatever. My wife brought that shit home because she was like, I just want to see give this a try and let me know how it tastes, blah, blah, blah. Because everything that's blue doesn't taste good. Every drink that's blue. I tried that, man. I was like, what the hell?
What was it, a twisted tea or something?
I think so. It looked just like hypnotic, but it didn't taste like hypnotic, folks.
Oh.
I said, man.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's it. You've just given me my drink for next week.
Hypnotic?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I was like, if you're going to do
that. I'm going to get me some, if the flavored vodka is still on sale,
mm-hmm,
I'm going to get me some flavored vodka and some iced tea and rock out.
Hey. There you go.
Shoot.
All right. That sounds good. And then with all that jerk chicken and everything you're going to do, you sounds like you got a plan. So this sounds like a.
Yes. And
this sounds like, I like the jerk chicken. I like the grilled salmon. Yeah. I like that. With a little bit of scotch, a little bit of the vodka and everything. So, people, I say that would be a nice little, if you're trying to get something light, if you're trying to do something that's not too heavy and that's pretty filling, go with that. But if not, then just go all out, I would say, with the wings and the burgers and everything else. But either way, this man, Mr. GPS, knows what he's talking about. He knows his shit. He will just cook out like a fiend, like a straight-up fiend. I mean, his stuff is good. This stuff is good.
child, that thing so beautiful.
Daddy,
she just hit my heart, oh.
Daddy,
full force, and she got me like.
Daddy,
I be like.
Daddy,
baby,
Daddy,
why you so fine?
Daddy,
Daddy, gotta make you mine. So hard to find.
Da-da,
baby, like, oh my, how'd you do the thing? The way that you do it, and she ain't even show nothing. She be walking around so confident, so heaven sent. I think she was meant to knock them daylight.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got yourself a nice little menu for the Labor Day weekend coming up. Now, Cortez, there are do's and don'ts, and we know you are very famous for your do's and don'ts with as far as cookouts and everything. So please share.
Yes, cookout etiquette, folks.
Uh-oh.
Let's start from the beginning. Ask the host whether or not it's okay. Do you have to bring a dish or do you not have to bring a dish? You need to talk with the host and find out.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes people show up. One cookout I had, you know, many years ago, I should have told motherfuckers to bring shit. I should have.
However,
I, you know, when I say bring a guest, maybe one, two, bring the kids with you, whatever. Don't go bringing two, three other families with you. That shit ain't right, guys. That's not right at all, but it happens. And then mm-hmm. when people do come, make sure you got... make sure your outdoor furniture is strong enough to withstand the punishment that some of these cats might do.
What do you mean?
Man, a couple years ago I had a cookout, man. Somebody broke one of my damn chairs, man. One of my folding chairs. Didn't even tell me. Just left the shit on the lawn.
Wow.
I said, damn. I was like, they broke my shit.
Well, what were they doing on the chair? They were just, what, sitting laying back trying to stretch out? What were they doing?
I don't know, man, but that poor aluminum chair didn't survive.
Oh.
That shit went on a trash heap, man. I put that on a trash heap.
Okay.
Then on top of that, folks, if you want to take food with you, you need to talk with the host before you go helping yourself.
Mm. Oh, I just can't grab shit? Because I think you got it.
Yo, motherfuckers be doing that. They be doing that, Mr. GPS. And then on top of that, man, they will take the shit. Don't even ask. Just start helping themselves. It's like, then they be like, by the way, can I take a plate to so-and-so and so-and-so?
Wait a minute, after the fact.
Yeah, after the fact, man, that they don't even act. They just set plates up for the whole fucking family. Like, can I set up a plate for Sister Marianne at the church?
Oh,
and I'm like,
shit.
I'm like, her ass ain't here. You should have been here to get a plate. And then on top of that, don't let them fuck. Don't, folks, do not let them take the damn Tupperware with them. Don't let them take your Tupperware. They got to bring their own shit with them. If you put that notification out that you could take food with you, but you got to bring your own Tupperware, it's okay. But, man, don't let them look up in your shit and be like, yo, these plates ain't working, man. Can you give me some, let me borrow some of your Tupperware? That's a no-no, folks.
Oh, my God.
Last but not least, thank the host for inviting you, dumbass.
Yeah, that might be nice.
Yeah, like, thank you for the invitation, blah, blah, blah. And also, find out if you are going to a cookout, somebody's cookout, let them know how many people you're bringing. Because I honestly, you want to make sure, because the host may not have enough food to go around like that.
So then that means I can't just like automatically bring like five or six of my boys over. And, you know, if I just say, well, I'll be over. And then next thing you know, surprise, I got a few more people.
Yeah, man, it happened to me, man. One of my old buddies brought their friend over with them, didn't bring a damn thing, man. Mm. I was like, damn, it's kind of awkward.
That's kind of trife. It's not really awkward. That's just a little trife.
But people do that, man, and they want to bring other folk with them. And you don't, keep in mind, you don't know any of these motherfuckers. Because a friend of a friend of a friend, I may not know the cat, and they come up to my house, and I'm looking, I'm like, okay, is this person all there? They got mental issues? Are they going to have a good time? You have a lot of possibilities going through your head.
And sometimes they can actually be family, too.
That, too, man. Family, because sometimes family be the worst. Oh, yeah, last but not least, do not let them take your fucking liquor.
Oh, GPS, you can co-sign on that, right?
You know, I don't mind taking a couple bottles here and there, because you got to be aware that, you know, if they get themselves in trouble, any alcohol issues while driving because they left with liquor from your house, guess who's going to have some of that liability?
Oh, I didn't think of it about that.
Look, come in, have a ball, have one or two, have what you know you can handle and leave in peace and go home safely. But, you know.
Right, but I'm talking about you personally. Do you?
That's what I'm saying.
You've had persons, whoever they may have been, you might have had a little cookout or something like that, and they just sneak away with a bottle or a fifth?
Oh, shit. I had one guy take a whole case one day.
What?
Whoa.
Damn.
Years ago.
What did the hell happened?
Did he ask, or did he just say, fuck it? Sure thing on that. I say, GPS.
Government name.
Just reached over, grabbed it, and rolled.
Damn.
Like, oh, okay. Thanks for asking.
Oh, man.
That's bad.
You were a real nice guy.
I'm
I was
serious.
Like, put my shit down,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, put it down or I'll hit you with one of them bottles. Bang! You know, something. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. So these have been Mr. Cortez's rules of etiquette. Now, you definitely agree with these. And do you have any others that you could add with this, Mr. GPS?
I think he pretty much hit it all. You know, come to people's house with some sense, you know? Just come on. Come in, have a good time, and bounce.
And bring something at least?
It needs to be. Oh, definitely.
Have you ever had it where nobody brought
to bring something? At least give me the opportunity to say no.
but have you ever had that experience when somebody came and didn't bring anything and didn't even offer to bring anything or whatever?
Not that I can really say. Usually people come over my house, they usually at least offer.
There we go. This is what I mean, everybody. You got to have some kind of, like, limits. There are types of etiquettes that you do have to follow when you go to anybody's house or anybody's cookout and everything. So, you know, I'm glad that Mr. Cortez chimed in with that. And, of course, our buddy Mr. Cheap BS. And yes, this was a co-junction part of the program. So we'd like to thank you guys both for chiming in, because this is a Labor Day special of your favorite show and ours, The Lifestyles of the Semi-Rich and the Semi-Famous, Champagne Dreams, Caviar Nightmares, and of course, wings. And bring your own shit sometimes. So we appreciate that from both of you. Thank you much. But now, I would say what we need to do is, I think we need to kind of wrap up today, because it's going to be a long day for everyone. The weather's nice. Everybody needs to go out and just chill, do something. If you're working, at least you can work and have a nice, relaxing day. It's not hot and sweltering. So one of the main staples of our final part of the show is the final thoughts of Mr. Cortez. So if we can get a jump started here, a soundboard with this, we definitely would appreciate it.
Final thoughts with Mr. Cortez.
And to all of you dreamers out there, keep dreaming, man. You know, sometimes you gotta wake up from a dream and go get it.
You're on, sir.
Yeah, I guess my final thoughts of the day would be, folks, you are the only motherfucker that can control yourself.
Yes.
Nobody else can control you. Yes. You're the only one. I mean by that, for example, if you have certain issues in your life, you can always change the negative into a positive within your life. You cannot change other motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean by that, for example, if you got a family member that's ignorant, they're going to continue to be fucking ignorant.
That's true.
I mean, only way you can change them is by, I guess, being more polite to them, even though you may not want to go that route. But, man, we got to always keep in focus that we are the driver of ourselves at all times. At 120, 360 days a year, you have control over your actions and what you do. Other people do not have control over you that you think. You might think they do, but they really don't. At the end of the day, you can say no or yes to somebody.
That's absolutely true.
That is my thought. Wow. Final thoughts of the day.
Okay, all right. Sounds good. I like that. GPS, what about you?
Let's everybody just be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try to come out of the summer and go into the fall being cool. Relax.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
All right. Sometimes that's all you need is just to chill. I think I'll piggyback on GPS and what he said. This is good weather so far, better than all this annoying weather we've had. Just take a time out, go relax, go have fun. But, you know, at the same time, I have to look at it like this, too. And in the scheme of life, sometimes when that door closes, another one opens. Yeah, you might feel a little let down from that door that closed, a little disheartened. But it's for a reason. Sometimes you might have to close a chapter and begin a chapter in a new frame of mind, or in a new location, or in a new job, or whatever. Everything happens for a reason. So, you know, don't get bummed out about it. You know, just remember that happiness within self before you can give out that happiness to others. Do what you got to do to just live right. Simple as that. So, I end it with that. And I appreciate everybody coming out today for this episode. And just remember, if you have any comments or any criticisms, if you want to just say STFU to us so we can Kimby you right back, just visit us. We do have our Apple site, and we do have G5 Radio still there. We still have the old classics there, so, you know, you'll definitely see us on there. You'll see us on SoundCloud, so just pop in, just take a chill, and just listen. And I got to give a shout-out, and I apologize that I didn't mention this in the beginning. There is a new podcast out there, and it's called Deadbeat Dads. A couple of my frat brothers are in it. Oh, bro, that's some funny shit. Now, they're a little younger than us. Not as handsome, but they're a little younger than us. But yo, they got a good mojo. They got a good chemistry going, and I dig that. So definitely go and check out Deadbeat Dads. You can find links whether you go to Instagram or you go to Apple, what have you. Deadbeat Dads. Just check it out. It's very funny. It's very cool. And big ups to everybody that are working hard for that. And yeah, how many years we've been doing it? We've been doing it for like what?
Good,
overall, I say at least
10?
A good getting there. Yeah, I say several years.
Yeah,
several years. So you know, we've had some breaks in between, but that's just because, you know, we do have our lives too, and we have to try to balance everything. But we do appreciate, like I said, everybody listening and supporting. And just remember, those who can will, those who can't won't. And si se puede. Peace.
Ain't this what they've been waiting for? You ready? I used to pray for times like this, to rhyme like this, so I had to grind like that, to shine like this. In a matter of time I spent on some locked up shit in the back of the paddy wagon, cuffs locked on wrist. See my dreams unfold, nightmares come true. It was time to marry the game, and I said, yeah, I do. If you want it, you gotta see it with a clear eye view. Got shorty, she try and bless me like I said I chew. Like a nigga sneeze, nigga please for them trick and squeeze. I'm getting cream, never let them hoes get in between of what we started. Little nigga, but I'm lying hearted. They love me when I was stuck and they hate it when I departed. I go and get it regardless. Draw like I'm an artist, no crawling, went straight to walking with foreigns. In my garages are foreign bitches menaging, fucking sucking and swallowing anything for a dollar. They tell me get him, I got him. I did it without an album. I did shit with Mariah. Lil nigga, I'm on fire. Icy as a hockey ring, Philly nigga, I'm flyer. When I bought the Rolls Royce, they thought it was lease. Then I bought that new Ferrari, hater, rest in peace. Hater, rest in peace to the parking lot. Phantom so big, can't even fit in the parking spot. You ain't talking about my niggas, then what you talking about? Gangsters move in silence, nigga, and I don't talk a lot. I don't say a word. I don't say a word, was on my grind and now I got what I deserve. Fuck nigga, hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished. When I bought the Aston Martin, y'all thought it was rented. Flexing on these niggas, I'm like Papa on the spinach. Double M, yeah, that's my team, Rose, the captain, I'm lieutenant. I'm the type, can the men cash, then grind like I'm broke. That Lambo, my new bitch, she'll ride like my ghost. I'm riding around my city with my hands strapped on my toes. Cause these niggas want me dead, and I gotta make it back home. Cause my mama need that bill money, my son need some milk. These niggas try to take my life, they fuck around, get killed. You fuck around, you fuck around, you fuck around, get smoked. Cause these Philly niggas I pull with me don't fuck around, no joke. No, all I know is murder. When it come to me, I got young niggas that's rolling. I got niggas throwing bees. I done did the DOA, I done did the KODs. Every time I'm in that bitch, I get to throwing 30 G's. But now I'm hanging out that drop head, I'm riding down no collar. They let my nigga earn back home, that young nigga be wildin'. We young niggas, we mobbin', like Batman and we're robbin'. And this two-door Maybach with my seat on reclining. I'm like, real nigga, what up? Real nigga, what up? If you ain't about that murder game, then pussy nigga, shut up. If you dip me in your ass, I get your pussy ass stuck up. When you touch down in my hood, no, that tour life ain't good. Catch me down in MIA, and that heat game on wood. With that Puma life on my feet, like that little engine I could. Boy, I slide down in your block, bike on 12 o'clock. And they be throwing deuces, I'm the same nigga they watch. And I'm the king of my city, cause I'm still calling them shots. And these lanes talking that bullshit, the same niggas that fly. I'm the same nigga from birth street with them neck braids that lock. The same nigga that